Is this unusual for the AARP to wage a campaign like this, an ad campaign against a rate hike?
Not at all. One of our priorities is to be a you know, representative for residential customers at the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. So we've been weighing in on rate cases, especially for electric companies, at the Corporation Commission for several years.
So in this case, what's your argument?
Well, obviously, OG&E has asked for a $92.5 million rate hike request. You know, it's we feel like it's unjustified, that amount, and they're also adding several new funding schemes that are really harmful for residential customers. One of them is, you know, doubling your monthly customer charge from $13 to $27, and that's really charging that amount of money before you even turn on a light bulb. So we feel like that's really bad. We feel like adding a new scheme called a residential demand charge, where your rates will be based on your highest usage within a month during a 15-minute period. So we feel like that is a wrong way. And no other investor-owned utility has adopted that for residential ratepayers. And we don't want Oklahoma to be the first. And we've heard from other states who have really talked about how terrible that is for residential customers and how it increases their bills. So we want to be a strong voice for residential ratepayers in Oklahoma. Unfortunately, at the Corporation Commission, you have a lot of interests out there representing companies and not too many people that are actually concerned about the rate impact for residential customers and small businesses. And
yeah,
so we feel like it's really important. It's a big pocketbook issue. You know, raising someone's rates $10, $20, $30 a month can be a significant impact, especially for folks who are elderly or on low income and live paycheck to paycheck, but also for small businesses. Margins are tight. So we need to make sure we have a voice that's telling the corporation commissioners that these rate increases have a big impact to folks in their pocketbooks, in their communities, and we need to make sure they're justified. And so, in this request, really, there should be a rate decrease, not a rate increase.
Sean, for instance, when the utility is asking permission to set the rate based on the highest use.
Yes, that demand charge.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now so That would only be the rate. That wouldn't be the total monthly bill. So if you use a lot more electricity than I do as a residential customer, because maybe you've got four or five big screen TVs and whatever else, you would be paying a higher rate than I would.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yeah, but for your average customer as well, I mean, if you're at home and your air conditioner's running, and if it's 2 o'clock on a hot day, you know, it'll be relative because you'll be charged on that highest peak that you use, even for a person that may not use a lot of, you know, four screen TVs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so what you're arguing is, hey, look, a customer is a customer is a customer when it comes to residential customers.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And you know, I think it's important we have reliable, a good electricity, and sometimes rates are justified. But with these new funding schemes, it just looks like they're finding new ways to, you know, for customers to pay more. And the survey we released really shows the you know, likely voters in Oklahoma do not agree. I mean, most of they feel the demand charge is bad. Also, the other important thing that we surveyed is this charging customers these interim rate hikes, you know, before the commission issues their order. So right now, OG&E has been collecting $69.5 million on interim rate increases. And we feel like that, you know, that's just a number they've pulled from the air. There's no justification, and we're actually looking for legislation. There's been two bills filed that will address and really eliminate the ability to charge customers these interim rate hikes. You know, we feel like it's been abused these last few years, and that's Senate Bill 282 and House Bill 1891.
Yeah, and historically, it always seems there's always a rate hike, never a rate decrease, right?
Right. But on this one, actually, you know, the Attorney General's office is suggesting there should be a rate decrease. And, you know, next week on February 1st, we're going to be here. There'll be a hearing at the commission regarding the exceptions to the administrative law judge recommendation. And so, you know, we're coming in the last stages of this rate case. So after next Wednesday, you know, the commission can either accept, reject, or modify an order. And we think it's important for the commissioners to know, here's what Oklahomans feel about, you know, this scheme by OG&E to increase the rates. And we've broken that up in those different areas. And, you know, just giving them some additional information so they hear from residential ratepayers and small businesses.